Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing. Yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, man. I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. Let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here, man. I believe that he has purpose for me. I believe that I'm not here just because I'm a pretty face, although I am. I believe that, like my friend Joaquin says, it's crazy how people could think that the Lord won't accept them because of their past or the things that they've done in their past. Good morning, Mimi. Good morning. And they're so far from that. Like, God loves the sinner. He doesn't love the sin, right? He doesn't agree with the sin. But the sinner, us, me, hello, sinner like me, He loves us, and he just wants to have reason to love on us. That's it. Man, there's nothing we could do or continue to do or have done that he will stop loving us. Like, we're his children. We're his creation, you know? So, good morning. It's already November, y'all. We're already in November. Oh, my God. One more month, and bye 2018, and hello 2019. That fast. So, today's topic, before I go into today's topic, let me shout out my skate family. My skate family at United Tampa. Last night I was with you guys. Oh, my God. I totally missed you because I missed like two Sundays. So it was like a family reunion. You know, I love it. I love it. I just love the sisterhood and the brotherhood that's there. And, you know, and we all in common have that we love to skate. So shout out to the skate family, man. Not everybody's about the skate life. shout out to my crossover family. Yesterday there was baptism going on. I had the honor to be a part of that, to do first impression and to help out in that capability. So, yeah, so shout out to all those that got baptized yesterday. Shout out to my queen, Jeanette. In her spiritual walk, she actually got baptized yesterday. So, woo-woo, shout out to you, sis. I love you. Thank you for, you know, allowing me and allowing Healing Queens to do life with you. And you've been doing your thing. You're amazing, and we love you, and you just keep on the good work. Good morning, William. Good morning, Earl. Good morning, good morning. Peace to you. It's Motivational Mondays. So today we're going to talk about, today's topic is, what are you truly grateful for? I've had this conversation, I've had this numerous conversation, well, I've asked this question to numerous people, and everybody's answer is always different. And I guess it's different, and it pertains to your season, and that's what I found out that was interesting. In people's season, their sense of gratefulness is different. I can be, you know, in my season, in my good season, I'll be grateful for just about everything, right? Because I'm in a good season, I'm in a good place. But when I'm not, when I'm in my bad season, can I remain grateful then? Right? That's the question. Can we still be grateful for what God has blessed us with, even though things are not going right? Maybe things are not going our way. Maybe things are not going the way that we expected it or planned it, right? Because, you know how we are. We like to plan our own stuff, not realizing that at the end, you know, God is the one that's got to okay that. So it could be fruitful, right? So it could be a blessing. Because we've planned some things that weren't a blessing and necessarily wasn't working out for us, right? But, you know, that's us planning our stuff and planning our life, you know? So with good morning, sis. Good morning. Good morning, Veronica. Good morning, Miss Veronica. So when we plan our own stuff, right? When we plan our own stuff, God just be laughing, though. Because I know he'd be like, look at these kids of mine. Oh, my God. Just got to love them, right? And so when things are going bad, that's really when I like to tap into my gratefulness. I'm not saying anything's going bad in my life right now, because it's not. But, you know, when those things just pop up, I like to definitely remain grateful. Because I was having a conversation with one of my homegirls the other day, right? And we're just going to say M, not to say her name, right? Not to spread out her business like that. But I just wanted to share, like, a little bit of the conversation. And so this, you know, homegirl of mine knows me for years, right? Like, she know me back then, the way that I used to be several years ago, right? And so as we're talking, you know, the topic was about how people view you. Good morning, Mr. Bill. Blast. New York is in the building. I see Florida's in the building. Wesley Chapel's in the building. Tampa's in the building. The Bronx is in the building. So as we're talking, we start talking about how people view you when you used to, you know, the way they used to know you. So if they knew you 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, this is kind of what they revert to, you know, talking about you. So a quick other example with my other friends, right? Before, they used to be like, hey, loca, right? Which means, hey, crazy. A couple years ago, and to me, I thought that was like the coolest stuff. Why? They call me loca. They call me crazy. Like, why? And not until I realized that you have to be careful on, you know, the titles that people put on you. I never put the title of crazy and loca on me. People put it. And then I just came and I just lived it. Right? I lived the loca. I lived the crazy. Right? But until I started replacing that with queen, right? Now, I added the queen and I lived the queen life. Right? Big difference from the loca to the queen. It's transformation, y'all. That's not but Jesus. But what I'm saying is, you know, the words that we speak to in existence, to our children, right, to our spouse, to our husband, to our wives, words have power. And you got to be careful. You got to be careful when you tell your kids, oh, you ain't worth nothing, oh, you's a blah, 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 whatever. And they, you know, that stays in their minds, like, well, I ain't worth nothing, I never going to be nothing. No. DJ Khaled has it right on the nose. You have to tell your children they're moguls, they are kings and queens, they are amazing, they can do anything, they are bosses, you know? And so they can live up to that as opposed to blanket themselves with, you know, those words that we've already covered them with, which is, oh, you a bum, you're never going to be nothing, you're never going to amount to nothing. And then we wonder when they're in the teenage years and they're having a struggle and a hard time settling and dealing with life or in relationships, right? Because you blanket them early on with all that negative stuff. So the topic really for today is, what are you truly grateful for? You know, but I just think that all ties in, right? That all ties in. When you're grateful for the things that you have in your life and stuff, you're able to be a light. You're able to be a light in the dark, and you want to be a light. You don't want to be part of the dark. You don't want to blend in. You want to shine out. Like, hey, y'all dark, and I'm just stepping in here like, boom, and shedding the light on you, right? Shed the light on them. Be the light wherever you go. Hey, Jose, what's going on? Hey, Joey. So, yeah, so be the light wherever you go. Be the light wherever you go. Question, what are you truly grateful for? You can call in. You can call in this morning if you want to share what you're grateful for, being that it's November. Yeah, a lot of people are like, what? Oh, my God. Yeah, it's November. Yeah, November. You can call in 213-943-3705 and let me know what you're grateful for. I'm grateful for so much. I'm grateful for so much. I mean, for so much. My list is so long, it'll take this show and a couple other shows for me to really list all the things that I'm grateful for. But the first thing I'll tell you that I'm grateful for is my health. Because without my health, I really can't do much. Without my health, you know, I'm all jacked up without my health, you know. I'm grateful to have Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for amazing friends. I'm grateful for my village. I have an amazing village. It's an amazing group of people that not only just, you know, support the things that I do, but if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to, they remind me of that. Hey, in a loving way, because, you know, still got to tread lightly now. I'm a work in progress. But I love when I know that people really mean well for me, and they come and just check me in love, like, hey, you know, well, maybe you can do things this way. And I'll listen and I'll consider that, as opposed to someone's like, oh, you know, you ain't never going to do nothing. You ain't never going to, because I don't, you ain't throwing that garbage on me. Not today, not tomorrow. So sorry. Not sorry. You know, I'm not going to let you pour down that on me. No, thank you. No, thank you. So today's topic is, what are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? Share it. Leave it in the comments. What are you grateful for? Think about it. If you haven't thought about it, maybe this is an opportunity to really think about it. Man, what am I grateful for? Right? What is going on in my life? Or what is not going in my life? And what am I still grateful about? It's easy to be grateful when things are going good. Oof. When things are going good, it's like, man, everything is just peachy dory. Like, everything's peachy dory. We're so grateful about it all. It's like, oh, I'm so grateful, gratefulness, grateful heart. But when things are not going good, do you still remain grateful? How do you tap into that gratefulness when you're not feeling well, when things are just not going right, when you've lost everything, when you feel you're in the bottom of the bottom? How do you remain grateful? How do you still ooze that gratefulness, right? And again, if you haven't thought about it, maybe this is the time to start thinking about that, because a lot of us are going to go through these different seasons. So we like to know, how are you going to handle that? How are you going to handle when you're in a hospital bed and you still have to remain grateful? When you're about to get surgery and you still have to remain grateful? When your children are sick or hurting and you still have to remain grateful? When you see someone, you know, that is actually deteriorating, that has cancer in front of you? When you see someone suffering from domestic violence, when you see someone just lost and not knowing how to figure it out, how do you still have a grateful heart? How do you still become grateful to the process, which is called life? That's a hard one. That's not, it's not an easy one. It's not an easy one, because again, people only think about gratefulness when things are going good, when things are amazingly great, you know? But when things are not, what happens then? Right? What happens then? What happens then? Good morning, Sunaida. Good morning. Marisol says, I'm so grateful for my family, friends, and taking a breath. Oh, my God. So, Marisol, you just hit that right on the nose. Like, just taking a breath. Just breathing when there's so many people that don't know when their last breath will be, right? Sunaida says, blessings, and her condolences to Jen. Our condolences to Jennifer. How do you remain grateful when you've lost someone? When God has called the person that you love or the people that you love home, How do you remain grateful for the process that's called life? It's not an easy thing. It's a thing that you really got to think about and practice it. And even when you're at that position, it's still like, how do you handle it? How do you deal with it? How do you become grateful? Today's question is, what are you truly grateful for? That's what we're talking about. That's the topic for today. If you want to call in, 213-943-3705. We're going into music and we'll be right back.
Young and I'm foolish, I made bad decisions, I block out the news, turn my back on religion, don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive, I made it this far on my own, but lately that shit ain't been getting me higher, I lift up my head and the world is on fire, there's dread in my heart, and fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I'll pray. Maybe I'll pray. I am never believed in, you know, but I'm gonna pray. I am still here and I'm still your disciple. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't want to lose, but I fear for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I am still here today. And I'm gonna
at the end, at the beginning, at the end, at the middle, there's always a prayer, you know, because we're that type of people. We're grateful when things are going good, and when things are not going that good, we find excuses and reasons why, you know, why we do what we do. I, for sure, you know, what I do know is that I have, through the years, really taught myself how to be grateful. I didn't know really how to be grateful. I just expected things to be the way they were. And when you realize how, I don't want to use dumb, that is when you expect things to be just to be, and you don't know where it comes from or the source, you really are not capable to be grateful until you understand how gifted, right? How gifted we are that God allows us these amazing things to happen in our lives. Now, not all of it is good, but I will tell you that it is for our good. It's a lesson in there somewhere. If we really want to really look a little more deep in, there's a lesson in everything we go through. A lot of the time we don't like to go through nothing. We don't like to be going through stuff, right? What? But it's part of life and it's part of our growth. And until people don't really get that, grasp that, they won't really understand the true meaning of gratefulness. I'm grateful that God has given me so many opportunities. He's given me a lot of opportunities, y'all. And if you really think about it, He's giving you a lot of opportunities too. So there's reason for sure to be grateful, to remain grateful in your life. We really have to really just look into the gratefulness. If you're an ungrateful person, you're not going to see it. If you're an ungrateful person, you feel that just you're deserving of everything that's going on, good or bad. But we don't deserve nothing. But yet God shows us mercy and shows us favor and still blesses us and still looks out for us. And still hears our prayers and still hears our cries when we just have had enough and like, you know, God help me. And then when He does and when things are going good, it's like, oh, I got this, deuces, I got it. And you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing until your next breakdown, until the next time you got to drop on your knees and begin to pray. I've realized that and I'm just so grateful that God still loves me. God still covers me. God's still my provider. Like, God is still my BFF. Like, He's my road dog. Like, He rocks with me like that. I have this relationship with Him that I know that if nothing else, if everything else fails, He ain't going to fail me. Can you say that today? Do you have that type of relationship? Hey, you can have it too. Because He's here for you, for me, for all of us, you know. He's here for all of us. I'm willing to share my daddy. I'm willing to share my daddy. He's enough for everybody. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning. Poet is she. Good morning, sis. Yeah. He is enough for everybody. Like, I just want to sprinkle and spread them around, because once you get a taste of that, there is no greater love, there is no bigger high, right? Man, that's why I just be like sharing and letting people know, because once you really know where that source comes from, you'll understand the gratefulness. So the topic for today is what are you truly grateful for? What are you truly grateful for? I'm grateful for relationships and amazing sisterhoods. And I'm getting ready for Ashy Speaks Open Mic, which is the second Saturday of December. Yep, I'm going out there rocking out. The flyers will be posted up, so you guys will know where I'll be the second week. The first week, I'll be a crossover. with the Salsa Festival. So if you haven't got your tickets, make sure you get your tickets as well, $10 in advance. Anthony says, yes, I do have been sick, and he is starting to heal me, and I'm feeling so much better. Amen. Yes, come on. Let's give it up. Let's make him famous, right? Yeah, let's make him famous. He's the one that needs to be famous. He's the one that needs to be glorified. Come on. Everybody want to just take some credit and take things. You ain't doing nothing. That comes from the source, the plug, the real plug, the big G-O-D. Y'all better recognize. Come on. Y'all have me preaching too early this morning. But yeah, but it goes back to a grateful man. Grateful, grateful, grateful. So I was having this conversation. I was having this conversation with one of my homegirls and that knows me from way back then. And we were talking about the same thing, Michelle, about grateful that we just still here. Grateful that he's just given, like he's been merciful to give us time to do wrong things right. You know, just grateful that with each day there's a blessing. With each day there's an opportunity to make a change. With each day there's a chance to have a tighter and more beautiful relationship with him. Every day. Every day he gives us this opportunity. This opportunity that's grace, that's mercy, right? He don't have to do none of that, man. He could just be wherever he want to be, feet up, and don't worry about nothing but him. He can do that, and yet he doesn't do that. Yet he is grateful of us, his creation. Go figure, right? And we too stuck on us, like, when God's the one giving us grace and mercy, I'm telling you, we're too much. We are just some disobedient kids. Thank God that we have a father that we have, that he just be like, they just cray-cray, but I'm still going to love on them. Right? Oh, my God. Lord Jesus. Okay. We got to pay the bills. On the music. Be right back.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tosh, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. Oh, when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness now. I've seen my problems never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. Lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again. We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you stronger.
We've got to hold on.
All of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why is it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you, feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again, and the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win.
Gotta go a little stronger.
And hold on.
And never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
You got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You know what's making you stronger.
We got to hold on.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, man. Another blessed Monday. It's a blessed Monday, and I am grateful. It's a grateful Monday. That's what I'm going to call these Mondays for November. I'm going to call them grateful Mondays because I'm grateful to be able to have this platform. I've had this platform already. Oh, my God, I think this year. I got to double check, but I believe I'm coming into my 10th year on Lush Radio. So, yeah. Oh, my God. I believe I'm coming into my 10th year. So, I'm super grateful to have had this platform, to be able to share it, and to bounce all the things that I learned, all the things that I study, and I'm able to bounce it off this stage, right, this radio stage, that now it's like visual, because those that are listening through lushradioonline.net can also watch me live on my Facebook, the Emma E2K page. Also, I go live on my Instagram, which I'm not live right now. No, thanks for reminding me. But I also go live on my Instagram, like the last half hour. And you can watch me live there. So, you know, people just into this live thing now. And I don't know why. Sometimes I just don't want to be live in the mornings. But I do it anyway, right? I do it anyway. So right now I'm going live on the Instagram. So I'm live on IG as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. I'm on Facebook Live and I'm on Instagram Live. And I'm on lushradioonline.net live through the radio. So good morning. The topic for today is, what are you grateful for? A lot of people don't really take out the time to understand why they are grateful. And I think it's an important question that needs to surround itself with great conversation. A lot of people just determine that things are just supposed to happen the way they happen. And not realizing it, that it takes work. We got to put work into it. We got to put work into it. A lot of people just don't want to be grateful. Like, if that's going to cost you anything. I mean, like, if it's going to take away anything. You remaining grateful for your life and your family and the things that you have, it's not going to take it away. But I'll tell you what, will not being grateful for it. Come on, who am I talking to this morning? Who am I talking to this morning? If you're not grateful for what you have, that's when you really could lose it. Seriously, that's when you really, really risk on losing, not being grateful for the things that God allows you to have in the beginning. Because you don't obtain that by yourself. People be tripping, thinking that they obtain these things on their own, and they don't. You may not be praying, but believe me, there's people that are praying for you. I know once I meet you, I'm praying for you. Once I've come across, even if it's through Facebook, Instagram, all social medias, it don't matter. Once I know about you, I've heard about you, I've read your name, seen your face somewhere, I'm praying for you. I wish everybody was like that. I wish everybody was like that. You know, can we make that viral? Can we make that the new trend? That when you meet somebody, no matter who they are, that you're praying for them. Can we do that? That would be amazing. That would be amazing if we could do that. I want to shout my big bro, Mata. Happy birthday, bro. I want to take this time to let you know that I love you. You are missed. You are cherished. You'll be with us soon. You're only away for a little bit, but we still are here holding it down and loving you and missing you. Happy birthday. Happy born day. Enjoy, because, you know, joy is within the inside, not within the outside. So joy will be with you wherever you're at. And that's facts. I love you. Shout out to anybody celebrating a birthday today. Whatever you're celebrating today that is amazing and that is and that keeps you grateful. If you're celebrating your birthday, your children's birthday, somebody in your family, your spouse, you know, that's great. Shout out to them. Life is to be lived. Life is to be lived. Time is life. We're in November 5th already, y'all. November 5th. Family, where has the time gone? And what have you done with the time is a better question. What are you doing with your time? Are you making good with your time? And just let time just wither and not really be grateful for it, right? Because the time that goes is the time we can't get back. So if we're not grateful for each moment, good or bad, because I got to remind everybody, again, when it's good, everybody's like, oh, I'm so grateful. I do that grateful speech really well. But when it's bad, when you're in the trenches, right, are you still grateful then? Interesting, right? Listen, don't feel bad. I have to really ponder that question myself, where I'm like, do I stay grateful? Do I stay grateful even when things are not going great? Do I? Good morning, Benny. Good morning. How are you? Blessings, blessings. And a couple of years ago when I asked myself that question, like, am I grateful? What am I grateful for? I used to, you know, my quick answer was like family, God, you know. I never really thought about it until maybe within the last 3 years that I can really now, like, wow, I'm just grateful to breathe. I'm grateful to have amazing people around me. I'm grateful to have healthy relationships. I've always had unhealthy relationships. I have healthy ones now. You know, I have people around me that truly uplift me, that pour amazing things into me, that tell me how great I am, that remind me of the queen that I am, remind me to adjust my crown when I just, you know, go on a little off the meter. But that they're still there for me and they still rock out for me. I'm so grateful for God's mercy. Where would I be if he didn't give me mercy? Oh, my goodness. I don't know where I would be. I didn't want to think about it because it won't be nowhere good. It won't be nowhere good. Nope, it won't be no way good. So I'm grateful that he's given me so much. He's given me so much. Yeah, so Benny says he's grateful that he woke up today. That's what I'm saying. Like, as soon as I open my eyes, I'm already like, oh, Lord, thank you. Like, you're amazing. Like, you didn't have to do all that, right? Marissa says she's grateful for her struggles. In her struggles, she learned I learned that I am stronger, right? And God has your back. Man, doesn't he? Doesn't he have your back? So I want to shout out my big sis, Marisol, that's out in Puerto Rico celebrating her birthday. Sis, happy birthday to you. I love you. You are an inspiration in my life. Thank you for being the person that you are, that you will be, that you've always been. Keeping it 1,000 always, which is where I get it from. Thank you. Thank you for being that great big sis that I've always needed in my life. And thank you for being an amazing example of my bloodline. You are a queen. You are amazing. Have fun in Puerto Rico. I'm sorry I couldn't be there with you, but it's okay. I'll see you soon over here in Florida, and we will definitely do something. So I love you, sis. Enjoy. So I have to give those two birthday shout-outs to my big sis and my big bro. My big bro, Mata, celebrating the big 50. I'm not going to tell you what the big sis number is because we just don't do those things. We don't reveal women's numbers. So... But shout out again to those celebrating. Grateful. That's another thing. Like when another birthday comes along each year, you know, some people be like, oh my God, I don't want to celebrate. What? I'm so grateful that I turned another year. People be like, oh, why do you, you know, like why do I share my age? Because I'm grateful. I'm grateful because if you knew where I come from, if you knew the people that I grew up with that are A, either no longer here, or B, doing majority of their life in prison, you know, you'd be grateful too. I'm super grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm just grateful that I'm here. That I'm healthy for the most part, but I'm just super, super, super and forever grateful. You have a blessed day too, Benny. You have a blessed day too. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. I haven't seen you in a long time, but take care of yourself. Take care of yourself for sure. So I'm trying to read people's comments, and when they become a little long, you know, I see the see more, and if for some reason I can't see more, so I apologize if I'm not reading, like, your post or your comments in its entirety. I can only read up to what I can see, and so that's what I'm trying to do. I apologize. I'm trying to multitask over here. I think I'm going to go with one more song. Yeah, one more song, and then I'll just come back. Either final thoughts. Again, you can call in 213-943-3705, and today's topic is, what are you truly grateful for? We're in November, y'all. Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Almost doing the towel, man, cause it's kinda hard when you don't really fit in. Just let me in. Knock, knock, who there? It's me, though. The same one who taught you how to shoot them free throws. I know you at your door, I see you through your peephole. How easy we forget, now I'm meeting with your ego. Oh, this been heavy on my heart. I've been in the game a minute, I gave most these boys they start. I've been hustling, I've been grinding, I've been doing my thing. I've been praying for the movement, cause we on the same team. 116 Misfits, Humble Beast King. I love what y'all do, but make room for the queens. I got a generation that's coming up behind me. They stepping the stilettos, but they wearing them blindly. I can't just let them fall by the wayside. And I'd be lying if I said I ain't waste time. I let fear get the best of me while I was waiting in line. But they need to see a face that looks like mine. I need to let them hear my voice one time. Remind them of their purpose, cause the ones who got their ears, they lying. Daughters of a king, royal bloodlines. We losing them in places they was never meant to find. I'll never fully understand what it means to be a man. So I hope you let me stand for my ladies in the stands. Rallying the troops, here I am.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K, man. Who doesn't want to be heard? Who doesn't want to be seen? But today's topic is talking about what are you truly grateful for? What are you truly grateful for, man? It's already November 5th. In two more weeks, barely, it's Thanksgiving, right? So what are we grateful for? What is it that, you know, that when you think about it, you're like, wow, man, I'm really grateful for that. A lot of people, and it depends on your season, right? So in your season, if you're going through some stuff, right, you're grateful for it all. You're like, oh, my God, I'm just so grateful for everything. But when things are going bad, do you continue that gratefulness? Do you have that gratefulness? So I was able to find a way to see the big comments. So Marisol, you had said earlier, I stay grateful for my struggles. In my struggles, I learned that I am stronger and God has my back 4 years strong. So shout out to Marisol that remains, you know, grateful even in her struggles. And that's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do that when you're struggling to remain grateful. But that's what we most really should be grateful in our struggles. You know, not everybody gets it, but those that have a relationship with Jesus Christ truly understand what that gratefulness is. Anthony earlier had put, hi, good morning to my good friend, my queen, for responding in minutes to help me with my friend that was beaten up. She act like a superhero. She brought shoes, clothes, and love and counseling. My friend, thank you. God bless you. I'm grateful for being there. Grateful for being there for us. Thank you. You know, thank God, like, this goes back to God. I'm not even going to take the credit, although physically it was me that went out to represent Healing Queens, which is the nonprofit organization that goes and does life with women, right, and meets them in their crisis wherever that's at, right? We do life with women before, during, and after crisis, but that's something that we do because it's just our calling. It's our calling to go to the women when they are broken. And we deal with all sorts of women through doing their spiritual walk. And I'm just so proud. I'm just so proud of the nonprofit organization. I'm thankful and grateful for the people that have contributed, that have stepped in, that have sponsored, that continue to go to the website and, you know, www.healingqueens.org and support the cause, because every time you purchase something from there, we're able to help another queen out. So thank you for that. Please spread the word. Please let everybody know that the reason why we, you know, as a nonprofit, we really count on the generosity of you guys, the public, to be able to help us out with the things that we need to equip ourselves with to be able to go out there to these streets and help these women that are in need. So thank you again for those that have contributed, those that have helped, and those that I hope, I pray, will continue to help. We are a 501c3, so guess what? We are a tax deduction. So anytime you help us, I appreciate that when you help us, it's from the heart, but also know that, you could put us down in your taxes because we are a 501c3. You know, I would love for people to do it, not because of that, but even if it's because of that, listen, every little bit helps. I am not ashamed or embarrassed to come and advocate, to come and fundraise, to do whatever I need to do to get the proper funding to be able to help my queens out. So it's all good. It's all good. No shame, no shade, no, none of that. I'm transparent. Listen here. Yep, we need it. So if you got the big checks to cut, bring it. Healing Queens with a Z at the end. Spell it right. Healing Queens, Inc. We have PayPal, Healing Queens with a Z at gmail.com. We have PayPal. You can go to the website, healingqueens.org, and purchase something and be able to help another queen out. So we're up to the part of the show where I share my devotional. So here I go. And as most of you know, if you do follow us, if you do follow me, you know I got to throw on the Versace because I can't see. And I'm grateful for that too. Grateful, 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 grateful that God still has allowed me. And I'm talking to you. I'm doing the show with a hurt and sprained thumb. I don't even know if it's broken yet. I'll be going to emergency after the show. But I'm still grateful that I'm still with all that, still with pain and everything. I still have the opportunity to still do the show. So grateful, grateful, grateful. I'm going to share the devotional with you. Give me 1 second. Give me one quick second. I'm going to share right now the devotional. My apologies. It's a live show. Anything could happen. Okay. So it's November 5th, and I'm going to share my devotional. Excuse me while I throw on my glasses. No shame. We have time. Time is one of those things we never seem to have enough of. Many of our days can feel like a race against the clock to get everything done. We seem to lack the time we need for even the most important things. Things like being in God's Word, spending intentional time with loved ones, or volunteering to help those in need. At the end of the day, there is one reality we must remember. We have time for what we make time for. It's easy to feel busy, but what are you truly busying ourselves with? What are we truly busying ourselves with? That's a good question. Are we finding time to spend browsing social media or watching reruns of our favorite TV shows? Are we finding time to take a long shower or sleep for a few extra minutes in the morning? None of those things are necessarily wrong, but if we feel pressed for time and unable to spend time with the Lord, we may need to rethink where our time goes. Be careful how you live. Again, listening, I don't know who this is for this morning, but be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly. But understand what the Lord wants you to do. Ephesians 5:15-17. Take a good hard look at your day today and think about how you can spend your time most wisely in a way that will make the most of the moments and opportunities that you have. I don't know who this was for today, but I know this fit exactly. And let me tell you something. I never read my devotional before. On Mondays, I always wait to the show to read my devotionals. I mean, that's the first thing I do when I wake up. But on Mondays, I wait to read in the show. And somehow or another, God is just good like that. He just merges these two things. So everything that I just read applies to my topic for today. What are you truly grateful for? Oh, my God. And I just read my devotional, and everything just said, it just collided. God has perfect timing. His timing is of perfection. Let me reread again. Hey, Ruben, what's going on? Let me reread again. I just want to reread because I think it's important. I think just so nobody misses it, right? I need my glasses. But Ephesians 5:15-17 says, be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. I'm telling you, man, he's always showing up and showing out so mighty that it's like, come on. I'm so grateful. I am forever grateful for you, for everyone around me. I just remain in a grateful state. So today, ask yourself that question. Ask somebody else that question. Get into the conversation and ask them, what are you truly grateful for? What are you truly grateful for? And again, the answers will change depending on the season that you're in. So I pray that something that you heard here today be a blessing to your life. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. I love you. Stay motivated and go motivate somebody. Don't let it be about you. Go motivate somebody. Go share the love. Go share the understanding. Right? They say once you learn, you teach. Go out there and teach. Peace. See you next Monday.